This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
And we roll on with another hour of What's on Your Mind. How are you? Glad to have you. Riding along with us today on What's on Your Mind. I mentioned before the break, my friends at Swanson Hyperbarics want you to know about that deal where you book five treatments in a Hocket. How do I explain this to you? Because I've told you about the technical things. You know that it has this hypothermic ozone and carbon acid transdermal technology, but it really is all about strategic wellness and vitality, and it uses this combination of tools to help detox the body, to improve circulation, to boost energy, to strengthen the immune system. And you're sitting literally in a mini little sauna. Your head is above the sauna, otherwise everything else below your neck, your chin basically, is in this chair, and you're sweating all these toxins out. And the ozonated steam covers your skin. It's just unbelievable. Session lasts up to 30 minutes. Plenty of time to help improve wellness and vitality. And the rave reviews on this thing are absolutely amazing. 701-929-3930. Book five treatments. Your sixth is free. Swanson Hyperbarics. You had a call, Kev, that came in off the air on our last hour topic before we get to our next guest.
Simple fact about this case is Dominion will never go to court because they're going to have discovery. They're going to have to give up all their information. So all this conversation is irrelevant because it's never going to happen, a court case anyway. Thanks. Bye.
Appreciate the call.
I would agree. They'll drop them before they get to court.
Another take from a listener by text. Fox settled because they are a liberal network working to discredit Trump and the America First Movement. $700 million is chump change if they stick it to people they despise. All right. Another take that's a little different than others we heard last hour. Appreciate all those conversations. Lynn Helms is the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, joins us monthly on the program to break down the latest month where numbers are available so you can get an idea of the trends and what's happening in oil and gas country, which, by the way, as our friends with the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation tell us often, is an industry, the oil and gas industry, that touches every corner of North Dakota. Every corner of North Dakota, every road, every bridge, every school, the education, the schools. It's incredible what the oil and natural gas does. So these numbers are important, these trends are important, and certainly the what I would call the roadblocks to success for the industry that are really dumb. That are just for you know, green agenda reasons or political reasons, really challenging. So we value this industry and appreciate the updates we get from Lynn Helms, who has been watching this industry in North Dakota and regulating it for decades. Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Great to be back with you. Sure would like to see some spring.
Yes, we finally melted some snow around here, but more is coming. So, and I understand the snow has already started in Bismarck. Is that right?
A little bit, yes. And of course, the northwest part of the state is scheduled to get hit, so that'll go right through oil country. But I think they're pretty well prepared. We are in load restriction season. So, you know, unlike a lot of other states, we have to deal with that too. So we do winter and we do road restrictions. And that's hard for a lot of folks around the country to grasp. So our ramp up in activity often is delayed until late May, early June.
Yeah, so talk about what the load restrictions do to production, Lynn. What does it mean for you know, the industry?
Yeah, so what it generally means is a slight decline in production because frac crews can't move the heavy equipment that they need to move in order to frac wells. Water hauling is somewhat restricted, and drilling rigs certainly are slow to move. We kind of saw that in our rig report on Monday. Our rig count was down to 41, back up to 45 today, and headed for 47. So it just really slows things down and delays things in April and early May. So we often see a slight decline in production numbers in those months.
You mentioned that other states don't deal with this. How do they avoid the mud?
Well, our sister states across the northern tier don't have the kind of activity that we have to begin with. So Montana is largely shallow gas, any activity that they have. And so you get a little bit south into Wyoming and down in there, their seasons are very different. And so that, you know, that mountainous country like that, they just don't have the same issues that we have with the mud and the soft county roads and the glacial till soils.
Is there any magic wand solution for that, or is it just something you have to deal with the weather? Because I would assume with the fact that, you know, you've got a rig, it drills, wells are left behind, and you move under another place, you've got, you know, constantly moving targets, if you will. It isn't like you could shore up all the roads, right, practically?
Right, yeah. So, you know, we've talked about our energy corridors and building those county roads that are like 4 miles apart into roads that can sustain the kind of loads we have. I tell you, the state is making great strides, and we're working with WDEA, that's the Western Dakota Energy Association, to put those weather stations out across the oil patch, and that allows us to monitor soil moisture and rainfall and snowfall. And so those road restrictions don't stay on broad areas or on any longer than they have to be on. So that has really made a difference. And as we continue to roll that out and put more and more of those out there, it'll get more granular, and I think we'll see less and less effect.
Let's talk a little bit about how the numbers look for, we're talking about February now, is the latest month that the numbers are available for, right?
Boy, the numbers looked great, Scott. We had a 9% increase in oil production and a 7% increase in gas production. So we saw a real boost. We're well above revenue forecast. And, you know, you talked about that in your intro, about 55%, I think it is, maybe 60% of all revenue that comes into the state is generated by this industry or its royalty owners. So it matters to every single North Dakota citizen. Rig count, pretty good. It was low the day we reported it, but like I said, 45 today. And good news there, we have one new rig moving into the state. So actually, they're bringing in new technology. Some of the new H&P and Nabors rigs are even better than what we saw before. So we should be moving up to 47 or 48 rigs when we get out from under the road restrictions. So we saw good numbers on wells that haven't been completed and on idle wells. And industry did a great job hanging in there at 95% gas capture. We're really counting on the legislature to put a little bit of funding into some gas capture incentive program that the Industrial Commission is going to administer. We got a couple of new technologies that need to get field tested out there that could push that gas capture up another 1 or 2%. So I really want to commend industry there. interesting numbers on oil price. So you'd expect more activity at this oil price, but you guys all saw that OPEC Plus decided to cut production 1.7 million barrels a day. And that is largely a response to U.S. policy. You know, the United States said they were going to begin to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve if prices got down in the $70 to $75 range. And then they reneged on that commitment. And so OPEC said, well, then, you know, we'll take production off the market to make sure that the market stays balanced. So that's largely what was going on there.
Hold on, Lynn. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll continue after the break. A couple questions, and I know you have more to tell us as well. North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, April director's cut, and production numbers for February 2023 is what we're walking through with Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, today on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, ndpetroleum.org, to find out more. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibility. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at bccnd.com. That's bccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Attention homeowners. If you experience flood or water damage in your home, don't wait another minute. Contact Ned and the team at Rainbow International Fargo now for immediate water damage restoration services. They understand the urgency of the situation, and they are here to help 24/7. Whether it's water damage, fire, or mold, their highly trained technicians will quickly assess the damage and work tirelessly to restore your home. Call Rainbow International Fargo today. Homeowners, you got that? 701-412-4776. 701-412-4776. 7776. Back with Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources today, talking about the April's director's cut and the February 2023 production numbers. You're talking about a little bit of, well, first of all, I'm going to go back to one thing you said early on, and that is just the great news about being up 9% on gas, or 9% on oil, 7% on gas. What do you attribute that to?
I think that was just the really good weather that we had in February. If you recall, we had a terrible December and first half of January, and then the weather moderated, and we really had pretty good weather through February, and we maintained a little over 45 drilling rigs and 20 frac crews. So, you know, that just shows you what great work this industry can do with really, you know, reduced amount of rigs and frac crews and workforce. Still a workforce issue, and we're really excited to hear the news that Brent Sanford is working with the North Dakota Petroleum Council to bring in refugees for workforce. I think that's going to be a real boost for our industry.
Yeah, you've told us before that without question that is limiting the amount of production that, you know, if these crews could be filled out with the positions open, there would be more production, right?
Yes, and I, you know, it's interesting. I just picked up a couple of news articles out of the Permian this last week, and they're beginning to see the same problem down there. So it's not unique to North Dakota. I think we have it worse than they do because they have 12 months out of the year they can work. But they're starting to see workforce shortages, and they're also starting to see the gas oil ratios increase. So they're just tracking right along behind us. They have, you know, two big basins, each about the size of the Bakken. So they have more production, but they're following right down the same track, and they'll be at this mature phase in a year or two.
Are we at a mature phase, Lynn?
We sure are, Scott. And you know what I'm seeing, and I'm excited about it, that we're seeing, you know, a different set of companies work on developing the Tier 2 and Tier 3 areas. So we've had a lot of merger and sale and acquisition activity lately. That's a positive, and we're seeing the new technology, the 3-mile laterals, really take hold out there. But three of our biggest oil producers are now really, really focused on enhanced oil recovery. So this month, we're starting up three enhanced oil recovery pilot projects, one in out at Epping, one over at Ross, and one up by Powers Lake. And so they are going to solve that technology puzzle, and that's going to really be the, you know, the long-term production maintenance that we're going to see in the Bakken.
Hey, Lynn, we got an email about Kevin O'Leary, and we had him on the show looking for a U.S. state to host his $14 billion refinery. He said North Dakota could be one of the options for building a new refinery, and it could be easier to obtain a permit there. What would that mean?
Well, you know, that's great news, and he's right. I mean, we've been trying to work on adding refining capacity. As you know, we had the small one over at Dickinson. It's been converted to renewable diesel fuel, but you know, you're talking 200-300 long-term high-paying jobs and stabilizing our oil price, so we're less dependent on exporting our crude oil. People that say we're getting out of the petroleum business for transportation, you know, they're way ahead of the curve. I did see a news comment this morning that a small jet airplane was flown using hydrogen fuel. Hey, we're going to be one of the states that has a hydrogen hub. So we're in this for the long game. But that, you know, that's a really exciting comment, and you know, we're going to be all in on helping make that happen.
Yeah, have you heard anything definitive about North Dakota being the place that he would do it? This refinery comment came up after he was on the air with us, so we didn't ask him about it. But I've seen reports out of it, and other people are asking about it. Have you seen anything concrete about North Dakota being the place for this, Lynn?
No, but I've had conversations the last few days with our Commerce Department, and you know, this is one of a handful of opportunities for petrochemical and petroleum that where North Dakota is in the top three in terms of states where people are looking to locate. So, you know, gas to liquids, we're one of the top two states they're trying to decide between. And in terms of refining and petrochemical, we're in the top three. So our Commerce Department's working hard on it. We haven't won the fight yet, but we certainly have got the right business climate. We've got the ability to capture and store carbon dioxide so they can boost their profits with that 45Q tax credit. And, you know, we're working on the tax so that and the workforce. So,
We talked earlier about this being a mature play. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I hear you saying is that mature in the sense that we're not going to have this giant jump in production. We're going to sort of stay in this spot, but we're going to have all this other, you know, activity around it that is going to be, there's a lot of growth to come, just not in actual oil production. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's basically it, Scott, although mature means you can still grow production 1 or 2% a year. The long-term target is, you know, once you get to that 1.3, 1.4 million barrels a day, that you can sustain that with enhanced oil recovery. You know, the boom years, when we would see production increase by five figures on a month-to-month basis, that's behind us. That's what it means to be mature. You don't do that anymore. But you can still see 1% to 2% per year growth until you get to that plateau. So that's how we define it. I think that's the way industry is defining it. And, you know, they're having the opportunity now to share the profits with their investors and stockholders. And that's a positive thing, too. That'll keep money coming in.
30 seconds left, Lynn, but is the Biden administration loosening things up at all?
Oh, not a chance. I was going to talk about the bad and the ugly. The bad is natural gas prices have totally fallen out of bed, and that's because this administration and our coastal states will not move on LNG exports. The ugly is that we've had to sue Department of Interior to get lease sales going. We had to sue EPA to stop WOTUS. And now we've got two new rules coming out of Department of Interior. One would make conservation the rule for BLM lands. And the other one would revise their resource management plan to make it more preservation than multi-use. And so the state's got your back. We're going to fight these things, but they're not losing their hold at all.
Unfortunate that you have to fight it. Lynn, always great information. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks,
today. Switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden reported a federal adjusted gross income of roughly $580,000. That's according to their 2022 federal income tax returns, and paid $169,820 in combined federal, Delaware, and Virginia income taxes. Fox News has settled with Dominion Voting Systems for roughly $787 million in what would have been a historic defamation trial in a Delaware court. The settlement officially ends the lawsuit. Entertainment provider Netflix announced it would soon stop the DVD-by-mail business that the company was built upon. After losing subscribers for the first time in a decade a year ago, the company took a series of steps to expand its customer base, including launching an ad-supported tier and starting to limit password sharing by the end of June. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever cool down. No, we never cool down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Yeah. I'll take you dancing in a country, Levi's in them low beams, stand you in some red dirt, sweep you off a boat seat, out here in the sunset, Silverado back beach, never wanna go home and never wanna not be.
Got a lot in on a Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind. Tomorrow we're, by the way, live at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And the Green Egg Grill is going to be cranked up. Yeah, you want to be any good?
I am there, buddy. I'm bringing my suit.
Exactly right. Hop in and try it before you buy. If you like Finley Osanas and the saunas and the game tables, and they'll be doing the pool school. And we'll have a lot of fun out there tomorrow. So come on out and say hi and join the fun. You know, at Gateway Building Systems, they really understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. That means they can provide you with Brock solid bins and grain dryers and millwright services and towers and conveyors and a lot more. And they've helped farmers customize their operations. It's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to complete clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. So make sure to take advantage of the discounts on their Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com. That's gatewaybuilding.com. We're joined next by Mott's District 31, State Senator Don Shibley, who recently penned an op-ed that I thought was very good. I had written about this topic and talked about it on air as well, where it seemed to be a lot of kind of a mangled mess of the confusion between one particular proposal voted on in the legislature and another one, and somehow it was the state's responsibility to feed kids that were hungry in schools when we're told kids don't go hungry in our schools in North Dakota. But anyway, to clear all that up, Don Shibley's here. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Nice to visit with you again.
Nice to visit with you as well. So these headlines and opinion pieces and columns and all these pot shots criticizing the legislature and specifically the Republican majority for bills related to school lunch and school choice and obviously the state employees receiving an inflation-adjusted allotment for their meals kind of got all mangled together. What do you want people to know about this, Don?
Well, I mean, when you look at an individual piece, which we're a long ways from done, so there's nothing really settled until we're out of here, you know, is really misleading. I mean, there's a lot of discussion, and then there's some, you know, bullet points that are brought out that really do that. As far as the lunch thing is, that's an inflation increase so that we don't have to discuss that, do it all the time. I mean, most of us could care less what our meal plan is. I mean, we don't come here to lose money, but we certainly don't come here to make money. So that's really irrelevant for us. And this other stuff with, you know, with K-12 and the food and that kind of stuff, there's a lot of things that we address when we talk about schools and how we help kids, especially kids that are in need of some kind. But, you know, the thing is this was just about, you know, raising the free and reduced target levels to target a few kids. I mean, you know, that, and if they don't apply for free and reduced, they probably don't even get some of this money. So, and those are probably the kids we most need to consider, is the ones that don't even apply for this stuff. So, I mean, you know, that's when you take it out of context and don't look at the whole picture. It really gets to be an illusion.
Do you think we have a system in which no child goes hungry in North Dakota?
You know, I would hope so. Most of the schools I deal with, and I visit with a lot of them, I think the schools have the way to make that work. I think if they really know that they're in need of doing that, I think if we're going to talk about what's really beneficial to kids, I would focus more on breakfast than just meals. I think that would be by far more important. You know, we change language to make sure that they can't charge, they can't, you know, put a red ribbon on them to show that they're a different class. I mean, we make sure that, you know, they're not targeted out, make sure that they're not overcharged for it or charged for it. And I, you know, and quite frankly, I'd say a vast majority of schools do that anyway. I think, you know, our schools really try to help our kids, and they understand that if they're not well fed and able to learn, they're not going to do that anyway. So I think most of our schools try that. You know, and that's the other part. You know, we try to fund schools adequately so they can do what they want. But there again, you know, my vision of what we should do with schools is put all our money that we can into the per pupil payment, then locally let the schools decide how to spend it and serve their needs as they see fit, which could be food, it could be social emotional issues, it could be tutors. I mean, it could be a variety of things. But when we start doing that, then we target certain areas. I think we're complicating much more than we need to.
Now, I know one bill did not pass in the Senate. I think that was the one of raising the poverty level.
Yep.
And again, this is where I think people miss this, that there is right now a federal program that makes sure that kids in poverty, $30,000 and below in income with a family of three, receives a free lunch. That's happening right now. And most educators will tell you anybody that is not, you know, eligible gets free lunch. I mean, they're not sitting and say, hey, you had $60,000 in income or whatever. But you did pass something related to school lunch legislation. Tell us about that, because I've not heard about that at all.
Yeah, it was a standalone bill. It was a policy bill that just basically said that we can't, you know, if your school lunch ticket is not up to date, that you could withhold meals. I mean, it just made that so that if there's a kid there, they get to eat. They can't go after the bill and that. And quite frankly, you know, there was a little bit of that happening on the vast majority that was never happening. You know, so this made sure that you couldn't, you know, penalize the children for something that's probably beyond that. You know, and that free and reduced system, that's a system that's used by the federal systems to create what we get for special needs and all kinds of stuff. So it's the free and reduced levels that they have, but parents have to apply for that. So, I mean, that's only if they apply for that. And that's based on what our federal money comes in. But, you know, so as a school, we want all our parents that are eligible to sign up for it. But if they don't sign up for it, we're leaving money on the table. So it's not the best system in the world. I wished it would change. It's not a very good, accurate way of providing money for that would need. But there again, I mean, we might have kids that don't even apply for the free and reduced and won't even get this part of that either. So I think there's better ways to address that issue than just creating another system that doesn't work.
And was the bill that did not pass not passed on, you know, so the price tag, $6 million, or was it it wasn't the perfect way to make sure that kids that are hungry get fed?
Well, I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, it was of course that $6 million is already reappeared in the K-12 funding bill. So I mean, that's, like I said, that's kind of a mute point about what we do with that. You know, and the other thing is if we're gonna target nutrition for children, I think we should do it in a better way, which is, that discussion still going on. So I don't, you know, that bill didn't pass, you know, and I can't speak for everybody. I'm one of one of 141, so I this is my opinion, but I think there's ways that we can make sure that we're helping kids and getting them fed and then being able to learn. And that amount just grabbed a lot of headlines, so we were, feeding ourselves but not feeding kids, which I find ridiculous, but that's just the way it goes.
Now, I might have missed something here. You said the $6 million went to K-12's budget anyway, so the dollars, well, they didn't go into the specific school lunch program. It went into the overall funding for schools?
No, it's actually part of Senate Bill 2284, which is a K-12 funding portion of that. So it's been amended into the in the House version just to do the same thing that standalone bill did. So, I mean, that's still very much alive. So
I see.
It's not an increase in the DPI budget. It's a standalone amendment in a different bill.
I got it. But it goes back to doing some version of what was considered but failed in the Senate.
Right. Exactly.
Got it. And then the other thing that a lot of people, for political reasons, I'll say, tried to muddy the waters here was to say, school choice. You're taking money from schools to give it to private schools. And this debate has gone on for a long time. I'm so glad you finally passed something because I think it's a matter of fairness. But it's completely a hold harmless bill to public schools. I mean, the public schools don't lose anything in this bill to give parents help with private school tuition, right?
Yeah, I guess it's not taking money away from K-12 funding, state funding, and taking it and put it in private. But, one other caveat to that is if you believe that the state has a limited amount of money that we can spend, and some of us do, does it take away from other things that could be funded? So that case it does. It's a small amount in the grand picture. I think the biggest concern with school choice, and we've talked about school choice a long time. The bill that we passed, I don't really consider that school choice, but I've said that before. It's probably the first step to finding out what the best way to do school choice is. I think what we haven't, what we passed is probably more of an entitlement to a certain group. It's not available to every kid, whether it's financial or social emotional needs or learning disabilities or handicapped. I mean, so my version of school choice is that it should be available and access for every kid in the state, regardless what their situation is. So, that's kind of what the study's going to do going forward. Hopefully that's the way we do it. I think, having school choice, having parental choice is very valuable and very important, not only for the family, but for the competition for our other schools. But if we're going to do it, we need to do it in an appropriate way. So maybe this is the first step to get there.
Yeah, and unless, like you say, an unlimited budget. I mean, it's K through 12 has a significant amount of money, so this is not taking money from public schools, nor is it funding private schools, as you wrote in your op-ed piece. I mean, it's got to be frustrating because this is really about, a few liberal, columnists an editorial page here or there that are just trying to connect dots that don't deserve to be connected. It just needs a little clarity, and you provided that here, Don, so I think this has been very helpful.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And a few days left to wrap this all up, right?
Yeah, I hope so. We're moving, but it's slow. We're heavy into conference committees. We're still waiting for the House to pass some budgets so we can start working on them, but it's been a slow process. I think we're still several hundred million dollars upside down. And, of course, the biggest question with that is cost to continue. I mean, even if we could afford it on something, should we? Because I think the cost to continue is really gonna bite us later on.
Fascinating. Well, appreciate all the good work of you and your fellow legislators. I'm always amazed how hard these folks work, the hours they put in. This is not any kind of cake lighthearted duty. This is a lot of work and a lot of study and a lot of action. So, Don, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
Senator Don Shibley, who is from Mott, North Dakota, District 31, with an update on setting the record straight, really, on a couple things. All right. Open phones to finish the day.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-ride services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Starting to get that hankering for some home cooking. You feel it? PetroServe USA is the place today. Swedish meatballs are the thing. Valley City, plus lasagna there. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, plus chicken tenders, chicken pot pie, 12th Avenue, I-29. Glendon has Swedish meatballs. Salisbury Steak. They're in Euland. They're in MP Avenue. They're in Harwood. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Those cookies are the best on the planet. Really, really good. If you haven't stocked up yet for the month, Pizza Corner pizzas are $6.99. Really good deal. And the cookies, by the way, buy two, get one free today. They do that on Wednesdays. Very nice deal. All right, last chance to kind of get everybody wrapped up here. We'll get to a few of the texts that rolled in. We appreciate that. Always appreciate your calls at 271-1100 and your text at 237-1590. Texter says, hydrogen should be the future, not electric. North Dakota should lead the way. I agree, and so does Lynn Helms, obviously. Another texter says, how about some clips from the Mayorkas hearing yesterday? Well, you ask, we provide.
Oh, boy.
Look what Ron Johnson got Alejandro Mayorkas, the Biden administration Department of Homeland Security secretary, to admit yesterday.
A total nationwide encounters during the Biden administration, just shy of 6 million. Is that about right?
My understanding of apprehensions is that is almost 6 million, yes.
Oh, okay. We finally admitted it.
Yeah, let me think of my answer here.
Mitt Romney got in the game, too. Listen.
Give us a grade. How are we in terms of securing our border, our southern border first? How is it an A, B, C, D, E, or F? In terms of the security of America's southern border, is it an A or an F? Where do you grade it?
Senator,
I'm looking for a letter.
Senator, it's not so straightforward.
For sure it is. We know how many people are coming across. Are we doing a great job, or is it like still failing?
Senator, the issue of addressing the root causes is not exclusive.
I have a question, which is, can you grade how secure our southern border is, an A through an F?
Senator, we are dedicating
our
resources.
God. I just can't
to achieve the maximum possible effect
maximum.
Of them.
Well, are we succeeding? Is it an A or is it B, a D? Where are we in terms of the number of people coming across the border? For instance, we have gaps in a wall. It's like, why would you want to just complete the wall, for Pete's sakes? You complete the fencing and make sure that we're in every way we can securing it, at least physically, as well as the other sources that we have.
Senator,
but are you're not willing to give it a grade? Senator, I mean, I am. It's an F. It's clear.
Way to go, Mitt Romney. Did I hear Mitts for the wall? Build the wall, Mitt. Wonders never cease.
Scott, well, what you're talking about there is a number of factors and scenarios that could roll into the particular scenario that
you're not saying anything.
And I think you should, just...
You're babbling. Unbelievable.
You know what got me is this one.
One of the significant policy decisions that we have made is to focus. Our worksite enforcement investigative efforts, our criminal investigative efforts on unscrupulous employers that exploit individuals because of their vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm. Anybody see any story about any business getting raided with an ICE raid anywhere where they're marching immigrant children?
Let me guess. No.
No.
No is the answer.
I can't find one in the last over 2 years.
Huh. You don't say.
But they're focused.
Yeah, they're focused.
They're focused.
Josh Hawley pretty much had enough of Mayorkas yesterday. Listen to this.
What we do is we enforce the law. But let me just say this.
But you're not.
It is stunning to me, stunning, to hear you say that the prior administration reunited children with their parents.
Oh, I see. So this is their fault?
When in fact...
You're not going to take any responsibility for the indentured servitude and exploitation of children that is happening on your watch. A moment ago, you were crowing about the fact that you treated children so well, and yet we find tens of thousands of children who are forced to work as slaves because of your policies, and you turn around and blame a prior administration. Mr. Secretary, this is par for the course for you. You do it every time you appear before this committee. You do it every time you appear before Congress. I, for one, am sick and tired of it, and thousands of children are in physical danger. Danger because of what you are doing. You should have resigned long ago, and if you cannot change course, you should be removed from office. Thank you.
Josh Hawley of Missouri. You think he's a little upset?
Well, Senator, you clearly look upset, and I can understand maybe a little bit of your frustration. But again, we are focused hard work that needs to be done here. There's many, many people that are doing many complex things.
Let's see what kind of answer you get here. This is Rick Scott of Florida.
How many people that work in Homeland Security have been accountable for breaking the law? And do you believe that the government looking at private messages on Twitter is a violation of the law?
Senator, we don't censor a speech, so I want to nip that misimpression in the bud. We don't do that.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? The answer, just like you thought he would, Kev. This is kind of, there you go. All right, we got to go, folks. We're out of time. Thanks for the questions, comments. Appreciate it. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. We'll be live at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. And I'll tell you what, I'd get on over there today. Any gifts you have to buy, now is the time to buy them because the savings is absolutely incredible. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Scott. MyPillow.com.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.